Dale Walters had a 41-yard punt in the first half. This will be his second one. They lined up in a regular formation, and now they come back to punt it away. It's the punt and shoot formation we talked about in the preseason game against Birmingham. So far, we haven't seen any trickery out of it yet. Walters, oh, fumbled the snap, and he's going to have to eat the ball at the 15-yard line. As Dale laid himself out to punt the ball away, he let the ball slip out of his hands. It's bounced forward 1 yard. Dale picked it up and was hit immediately. It's going to count as a rushing play and a loss of yardage back to the 15-yard line.
Well, John, we talked early in the pregame show about the effect the turnovers would have. This turnover is going to be a big one. We'll give LA the Express on the 15-yard line going in, and we said early part of the third quarter was extremely important.
So Los Angeles put an asterisk beside that one. The Express, first and 10 of the Gambler 15. Young back to pass, looking, has an hour and a half to throw in the end zone, tipped away. Oh, Mike Hawkins, what a play. Hawkins jumped up in the air just in time to bat it away from the intended receiver, Gordon Hudson. And it is second down and 10 from the 15. A touchdown saver then by Mike Hawkins, the older of the Hawkins brothers.
Well, that was a fine play by Hawk. That's a play that he's looked at 100 times in his career down there, where they take the tight end and drive him to the corner and bring the outside receivers underneath. Young elected to go deep, and if Hawkins hadn't gotten that hand up, that would have been 7.
Gordon was way back in the corner of the end zone all alone, and Mike just stuck up his hand at the right time. Split backfield, 2nd and 10 from the Gambler 15. Young, quarterback draw at the 10, gets a good block and gets down to the 7 before Luther Bradley finally buries him with help from Derwood Rockmore, but it is going to be 3rd down and 2, a pickup of 8 yards on the play by Steve Young.
Well, what a quarterback can do that to you down in that area, you're forced to play a lot of man-to-man coverage with your people, and you really don't account for the quarterback. And he looked that situation over. Wouldn't have been a bit surprised he may have audible to that play.
3rd down and 1. The Gamblers were showing pass in their defense. Now they bring in their heavyweights. Ricky Young is in at linebacker, replacing Kiki Diala. Ricky outweighs Kiki by about 30 pounds. Split backfield. Young hands off. Kevin Nelson has 1st down yardage inside the 3 to near the 2. He's driven back by Luther Bradley and Will Lewis, but not before he has 1st and goal at the 3. Give him a pickup of 3 yards.
Well, that's what you'd expect out of Gary Zimmerman and that offensive line of the LA Express. It's a fine offensive line. They just came off the ball on the starting count, got into their blocks, and of course Nelson just blew into there and made the yardage. Fine offensive line. It's very difficult to stop him for less than a yard.
Gary Zimmerman and Derek Kennard, the left side of that offensive line, really pushed forward and gave Nelson the room for the 1st down. 1st and goal at the 3-yard line for Los Angeles, looking to tie this ball game up. Hersey in motion to the right hand side. Young roll out. Now he's under pressure and he's sacked. Big defensive play by the Gamblers back to the 15-yard line. The man coming up with it, Hosea Taylor, right up the pipe. That is his 2nd sack of the day, help from Mike Hawkins, and it will be 2nd down and goal. The ball will rest outside the 15.
Well, they had the perfect defense called. L.A. was trying to come with a play-action pass. He was faking to the running backs, was going to come off of it and then look for somebody. When you have a blitz called, very difficult to pick up those linebackers when they're blitzing. Perfect call, good execution. And, of course, now it's got 2nd down and a long way to go for the Express.
Actually, 2nd and goal from the 14-yard line. A loss of 11 yards on the play. Young, straight drop back with a single setback. Under some pressure from up the middle. He's going to be tripped up. Keith Caton, another sack for the Gamblers. And, boy, are we getting them at the right time. A loss of 5 yards as Caton just took his ankles out from under him.
Well, Caton got the sack, but give a lot of credit to Jose Taylor. They had a stunt on where Jose Taylor went upfield, Caton came underneath him, and what Jose Taylor did is he went upfield, he grabbed both the left tackle and left guard and kept them from coming off on their block to get to Pete Caton. Caton got the sack, great play by Jose Taylor.
The sacks on the team, 3 sacks for 28 yards and losses. They have hit them twice here. They hit them once early in the 2nd quarter to save what could have been touchdown territory. Gamblers showing 10 men on the blitz. Now they break it up and fall back deep. Young back to pass, has a man, overthrows him. He jumped too early. The man going for the pass was Dwayne Gunn, single coverage with Derwood Rockmore and Mike Mitchell also in the area. And Gunn just jumped too early. He was coming down when the ball went over his head. It's incomplete, and Los Angeles gets stuffed after first and goal at the three.
Boy, just a great, great defensive effort by the Gambler defense. They were really put in a pressure situation. L.A. takes the ball over on your 15-yard line and holding it to a field goal. It's time the offense gets back in gear now. The defense has held this to three field goal attempts during the course of the ball game. You can't keep that up all day.
A 37-yard attempt now by Tony Zendejas. He's 2 of 2 on the day, including a 48-yarder. This one's a little punch shot, and it is good. It is 13-9. 13-9. The Gamblers lead the Los Angeles Express. We'll be back. This is the Houston Gambler Football Network.